The Vicar's New Maid. Written by Britta Bacher. Narrated by Lily Ward. Since the vicar's wife ruled her household with an iron fist, no one could ever complain that the vicar wasn't doing his job correctly. He was at work from morning until night, and he never refused anyone who needed his assistance. Many people felt sorry for the poor vicar.
Everyone knew that he did not have a lovely home to return to after a long day's work.
In the summertime, when the windows of the vicarage were open, the angry voice of the vicar's wife could be heard all around when she bitterly complained about her husband. How could he be such a slob that he went into the sitting room with dirty shoes? Mrs. Anderson had just washed the floor and then gone home for the day. Now who was going to tidy up after him? Surely he did not expect his wife's sensitive hands to become exposed to the dirty washing water. Her mother had indeed been right when she warned her about marrying him. He was such a slob and so dull that it was driving her mad. And he never showed her the least bit of consideration. She, who was so sensitive, she was always the last thing on his mind. The years passed, and life did not get any easier for the vicar. His wife got more and more bitter and angry. One of her favorite topics berating him for was that he never managed to give her a child. There was no doubt in her mind that it was his fault. All the women in her family had been excellent childbearers. With another man, she would surely have had a whole row of children by now,
of whom she could have been proud.
The vicar never dared gainsay her. That would only upset her even more. If he had dared, he would have pointed out that their childlessness was probably because she never slept with him and hadn't done since their first year of marriage.